Now a special feature of KRWC Radio News. 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. I'm Tim Matthews. Fire departments in our region were busy in 2023, particularly in the early months of fall. In early September, four people were injured in a tent fire in the community of Maple Lake. Shortly before 9 p.m. September 3rd, Wright County Sheriff's deputies were called to a residence in the city of Maple Lake where they discovered two adult females and two teen girls had been in a tent when it caught fire. Officials said one of the adults had been working on an art project that involved the use of an aerosol paint can. The aerosol from the can apparently ignited when the fumes came in contact with an insect repellent candle that was in use just outside the tent. All four occupants of the tent suffered burns from the fire. Maple Lake and Alina ambulance teams responded to the scene. A 20-year-old female was transported to HCMC in Minneapolis for reported severe burns on her legs, while a 37-year-old female was transported to Buffalo Hospital for second-degree burns to her foot, hand, and forearm. The two juvenile females were transported to Buffalo Hospital by family members for treatment of minor burns. The names of the victims were not released. Also in early September, neighbors were credited with helping three people escape from a house fire in Buffalo. September 7th, the Buffalo Fire Department was called to the home when neighbors reportedly smelled smoke and heard glass shatter and went to investigate. Three residents of the lower level of the three-story duplex were unaware of the fire that had started on the third level. They were safely escorted out of the home along with a pet. For a time, it was believed that the resident of the upper level may have been in the home, and a neighbor entered the home twice to try to alert the resident. It was later discovered the resident was not at home. Buffalo firefighters were able to extinguish that blaze before it caused major damage. Officials said they believe the fire started in the kitchen of the upper level. In mid-September, a fire broke out in the late afternoon at a barn in Benton Township near the Carver County community of Cologne. Fire departments from Cologne, Waconia, Norwood Young America, Belle Plaine, Hamburg, Carver, New Germany, Plato, Watertown, Green Isle, Victoria, Chaska, Mayer, and Jordan all responded to that blaze, which officials believe may have been started by a combine that was parked in the barn. No injuries were reported. Another fire in mid-September broke out in the overnight hours at the Steepleview Farm and Equestrian Center southwest of Delano. Fire crews from Delano and Watertown, along with other communities, battled that blaze throughout the overnight. Sheriff's deputies assisted employees with removing horses from the barn area before it caught fire. Officials said it appeared that all the horses were safely moved without injury. One employee was transported to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. And in October, a blaze at a commercial building in Loretto destroyed the building and at least two businesses and an apartment unit. A dozen or more fire departments battled that blaze at the building that housed Loretto Equipment Auctions, as well as a lawn care company and the apartment unit. No injuries were reported. Fire departments from throughout the region are busy in the early months of fall, among the top local news events in our area in 2023. Stay tuned to KRWC Radio News throughout New Year's Day for more segments of 2023, the Wright County News Year in Review. And you can find all the segments in the podcast section at KRWC1360.com. I'm Tim Matthews, KRWC Radio News.